Hi, I'm Kim LaPree from the Teachers Need Teachers podcast, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Coming up on episode 142 of the House of EdTech podcast, I'm going to share with you a great website and portfolio tool. I'm going to talk about the need to connect with others, and the featured content, we're going to talk about starting a school podcast. Strike up the band. Welcome to the House of EdTech podcast. I am your host, Chris Nessie. The House of EdTech explores how technology is changing the way teachers teach and the impact that technology is having in education. I discuss technology that is changing our classrooms and schools, and I share tools and tips that you can hear today and use tomorrow. You're going to hear the stories of teachers, leaders, and creators just like you. The purpose? Whether you use it or not, technology is changing the way you teach and how your students learn. What is up, House of EdTech listeners? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you're listening to this, thank you for making House of EdTech part of your anytime, anywhere professional development. If this is your first time listening, welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. If you're just passing through and believe I provided value, make sure you subscribe. The easiest way to subscribe is to go to chrisnessie.com/go on your podcast listening device, and you will actually see some technical magic happen as you subscribe to the podcast. Before we get into today's meat and potatoes, a quick reminder that I am currently accepting submissions for the 2019 House of EdTech Smackdown. This is the sixth annual Smackdown, and it will be the last episode for 2019, so that's coming up later in December. So get me your EdTech recommendations, tips, tools, websites, whatever you want to share about EdTech, whatever you're loving about education technology here in 2019, you're going to want to get that to me by December 1st, 2019. Choose the best way for you to share what you're interested in and sharing, and you can visit chrisnessie.com/feedback. And as always, this is an audio podcast, so getting audio from you is certainly going to be the best possible scenario. And be sure to share what you teach or your role in education, where you do this, and how to connect with you. So that way, people who listen to that episode can make a new friend. I'm really excited about today's episode because it is listener-driven. I got a great email that I'm going to share in just a couple of minutes. But first, let's do the EdTech thought. On the most recent episode of Podcast PD, as it corresponds to this episode of the House of EdTech, AJ, Stacy, and I, we debated and discussed the value of Twitter for educators here in 2019. On episode 57 of Podcast PD, I felt I was kind of caught in the middle. While I do think Twitter is a valuable tool for connecting with other people and sharing ideas, I'm going to be honest, and I'm going to share my frustration with the lack of engagement I get through the platform. You might feel the same frustration as well. I believe I create valuable content that is worth sharing by promoting the podcast, by participating in some Twitter chats from time to time. And over the years, I've asked questions or made statements that get about the same attention that I would get if I was talking to myself in the middle of the woods. You might be able to relate as well. I'm a very social individual, and I think it goes beyond my friendly Italian roots. As I mentioned on the episode of Podcast PD, this has been my experience for most of my time on Twitter, and the lack of interaction was one of the reasons that I'm speaking into this microphone right now. But this lack of interaction, I'm going to be honest again, it has started to creep here into the podcast. Since episode 1 of the House of EdTech, I've welcomed and asked for your feedback on my episodes. And I've been very fortunate to have made some great connections and friends over the time that I've been doing this podcast. I want more. I want to speak with more people. I want to know when an episode resonates with you. I want the person you email or that you tweet when you've got a question about ed tech. I want to be that person. I want to hear and share your stories through something like the Just Give It a Try segment, or to have you on the podcast as a guest to share your story in detail. But as I've also said since day one, I would still do this podcast even if nobody listened, even if I never got feedback. The problem is for me, I know a lot of people like you are listening to this podcast. And I think it's time you said hello and we connected. Would you be willing to reach out and say hi if you've never done so? If it's been a while since we've spoken, drop me a line. Go to chrisnessy.com/feedback. Join the Facebook group, chrisnessy.com/Facebook. Send me an email, feedback@chrisnessy.com, or say hi on Twitter, @MrNessy. Technology has such great power to connect us. We've all spoken about that with and to our students. Let's connect. That's my EdTech thought. For this episode's House of EdTech recommendation, I want to recommend an oldie but a goodie, and I want to talk about Weebly. Weebly is a what you see is what you get website editor and builder. It's great for teacher websites, it's great for student portfolios, and it allows people to create and personalize their website. It's fast and easy to set up. I used it when it was first out. It's been a while since I've personally used it for anything of value. But I know that for some people, doing WordPress or coding HTML, that's not your thing. So let's make it as easy as possible. And one of the ways you can do that is with Weebly. You could get a pro account for a fee, but Weebly is a fully functional free tool as well. Once a website is created, you can even create and password protect websites for students. After logging in, students are able to personalize and update their own website by themselves. This is very useful for older students who can learn how to maintain a website. If you work with younger students, this is a great resource that can still be used and even maintained by you, the teacher. You can, of course, embed all the things that you would see on a website, like pictures, video, and text, which are very easy to add because, again, it's what you see is what you get. And students also have the option of creating their own blog within their personal site. So this is great for that portfolio piece, which I talked about a few episodes ago here on the podcast. There's no advertising on any of the sites created for a classroom or a student, and parents can be provided with their child's website password for easy viewing of a digital portfolio as the site is able to be viewed and updated anywhere. If, like me, you're implementing digital portfolios in your classroom, and maybe you're not a Google school, but you're looking for something to have your students create websites with, then you should consider Weebly. For more information, you can go to chrisnessy.com/Weebly, and maybe this is your opportunity to create that great teacher site or to get your students creating digital portfolios or further implementing the idea of having a positive digital footprint. So check out Weebly. And that's my House of EdTech recommendation. For today's featured content, we're going to talk about starting a school podcast. And this topic was inspired by a recent email I got from listener Lewis Grondin. Lewis's email is as follows. Hi, Chris. I hope this message finds you well. I just listened to your episode on how to create a podcast, and I have a few questions. I'm writing from Montreal, Canada, and I can't express how appreciative I am of your help. I teach grade 6 at a French public school. I would like my students to create daily announcements that would then be listened to in the school, but also by their parents and other kids on their phones. My questions are, how do you use your podcast at the school where you teach? For what use? You mentioned that you are using Spreaker in your classroom and that it provides 15 minutes of live podcast. Does live mean that it is not edited? That there is no music, for example? Do I then not need to use Audacity? Why do we need to use Spreaker in the first place? And does Spreaker automatically send your podcast on Apple and Google Podcast apps? If not, is it complicated? Do I need to use Audacity, or can I use Spreaker to edit and post my podcasts? Thanks again for your help, Lewis. Okay, Lewis, first, thank you for your email, and I'm about to talk about everything you just asked me. First, for just about all the recommendations I can give you, you're going to want to visit chrisnessy.com/schoolpodcast. That links to a page on my website where I have software and hardware recommendations, as well as a number of previous episodes. Well, let's be honest, all of the previous episodes I've done about podcasting, as well as some other podcasts that you might find valuable. Now let's break down Lewis's questions. First, how do you use your podcast at school, where I teach, and for what? So at my school, I use podcasting primarily right now to do morning announcements. We are not the official morning announcements of the high school, but it gives my students a chance to live stream and put out morning announcements. One of the ways I curate the content for this morning broadcast is I created a Google form that I sent out to faculty and staff that they can fill out when they have an announcement. So this form asks them for, you know, what the announcement is, so whatever verbiage they want us to use, and a start date and an end date for how long they'd like this announcement to be made. It's really just a digital version of the same information that my school asks for if you want an announcement read over the public address system in the building. So if it's not the official announcements of the school, then why do we do it? It gives my students the opportunity to actually experience this. There are times during the school year at my high school where we can't, because of a number of reasons, most often testing, that we can't make morning announcements throughout the building. So this is a way that when we can't have announcements going out through the entire building, we're kind of like the backup. We're like the emergency broadcast system. People can get these announcements even when we're not allowed to make the announcements. Why do we do it? First and foremost, it's fun. It gets my students that are primarily freshmen start to be involved in the school community and feel like they're a part of something. And once they get excited about creating this content, then they start to tell their friends in other classes. And I've already had students from last year, because we started this halfway through the 2018-2019 school year, I've had students come back and want to be a part of it. I actually even had two students ask me if they could come back and use the equipment after school because they want to start a podcast, and they mentioned to me that they were going to be just recording in the cafeteria into their phones. And I said, hold on, boys, you need to come to my classroom where you know I've got the gear, and I'll help you. I'll teach you how to do it, and then you can do your show. So this will be a separate podcast that they're just going to use the equipment for. You know, we've got the digital audio recorder that they can record into. They're not going to be doing any live streaming. And then I'll get to work with them for fun to teach them about the editing and the ins and outs of podcasting. And I'm really excited about that. Your next question. You mentioned that using Spreaker in your classroom and that it provides 15 minutes of live podcasting. Does live mean that it is not edited? That there is no music, for example? Do I then not need to use Audacity? So yes, we do use the Spreaker desktop app on Windows, and we do our live stream for about 10 minutes each morning. So we're not broadcasting for the full 15 minutes. So live means that yes, it is not edited. There's also no delay. But part of what I do with my students is they have access to a spreadsheet so they can see the wording. I also go over with them the fact that they can't be cursing or using inappropriate language, and for safety and security, that they don't refer or give last names of people. The only time that we do give last names is if we're sharing something that happens in athletics where the student's name appeared in the newspaper. So as far as I'm concerned, if your name is in the newspaper, then it's fair game for us to share on the podcast. So that's the only way that we're sharing last names, as if they're already out in public media. So it is not edited. Now, in terms of music, the Spreaker desktop app, again, on Mac, on Windows, and now also on Chromebooks, there are some soundboard buttons. I believe there are 9 soundboard buttons where you can upload or set up sound effects and music. So what I did for our morning show is with Audacity, we found a theme song that has no words. It's instrumental. And I edited the file so that way there is that auto duck in the music where the audio level goes down at a certain point. So I don't have to do that. So I can just play that file within Spreaker and it mixes it all together. So that's one of the really positive aspects about the Spreaker app on desktop is when you use the soundboard buttons, you know, it just mixes it all together. So you don't necessarily need a separate audio mixer with multiple channels and, you know, sources and inputs. You can do it within the app. So that's really good. So Audacity, I think, is still necessary because it works in conjunction. In theory, and I haven't done this because my kids are good at being on task. And again, these are short and I just think it works. But if I needed to, I could certainly pull down the recorded audio and we could edit it in Audacity and then repost it and you'd get that new edited file. But I haven't seen the need to do that. The other thing that we could do is record in Spreaker, or you could record in Audacity directly, and we could produce in advance an MP3 file that had the music and the transitions, and we could be uploading it or scheduling it on Spreaker in advance. But I like the idea of going live, and for a lot of my students, you know, they watch YouTube and they watch, you know, Twitch, and they're seeing people who are doing live streaming. So this gives them a taste of that. Okay. So I think you would still need Audacity, or if you're a Mac person, you can certainly use GarageBand and you could do some editing. But again, Spreaker by itself isn't going to let you just record and edit. Something like Audacity is going to allow you to trim and equalize and add compression and some sound effects and some processing to make your audio sound great. One of the things that I think is really important is to make your audio sound good. Now, one of the first ways to do that is to have a good microphone. Again, if we go with the idea of, you know, for lack of better words, garbage in, garbage out, the better your recording is, the better the editing can be. You know, if you're using a stick microphone that connects into the microphone input jack on your laptop or your desktop computer, you're not going to make it sound like it's, you know, your local radio station. So a decent microphone and a better sounding recording is going to give you better sounding audio in the end. And I think Audacity or another digital audio tool that does edit audio is certainly valuable and still necessary. Your next question, why do we need to use Spreaker in the first place? And does Spreaker automatically send your podcast on Apple and Google Podcast apps? If not, is it complicated? So again, we're using Spreaker because we want to get that live stream aspect. And right now, to the best of my knowledge, Spreaker is the only tool that's going to let you live stream the audio. Now, again, the downside is if you're using Spreaker for free, you can't live stream longer than 15 minutes at a time. But you can go live multiple times. So you're not limited to 15 minutes per day, as an example. I can go live for 15 minutes and then come right back and start another audio live stream and do it 15 minutes at a time. But again, with Spreaker's free account and Spreaker in general, they measure your space in time. And not to go all Neil deGrasse Tyson on anybody, but, you know, Libsyn, my media host for this podcast, I get space in terms of data. So 50 megabytes, 100 megabytes, 400 megabytes, whatever. Spreaker measures how much you can put on their website in time. So their free account gives you 5 hours of space. And then once you get to that 5 hour limit, you'd have to pull out something that's older and delete it. And then you can add new content. But that's the thing with Spreaker, which I think is one of the only negatives, is even if you pay for that, you're always going to be limited by time. They don't have unlimited time on any of their paid plans. In terms of sending your podcast to Apple and Google Podcasts, yes, you can set up in your Spreaker account that it automatically goes to Apple, which would automatically go to the Google apps. And even if you're on an Android device, let's say, so many of the apps pull from the Apple API, so the iTunes or the Apple Podcast directory. So if you're using Spreaker to publish your audio, you can submit that RSS feed to Apple Podcasts. You could submit it to Google Podcasts. You can submit it to Stitcher and TuneIn and all the places that you'd want this podcast to be available. And it's not complicated. If you need any additional help, you can reach out to the people at Spreaker, or you can email me. We can get onto a Google Hangout, and I'll be happy to walk you through that process. And your last question, so do you need Audacity, or can you just use Spreaker to edit and post your podcast? Again, Spreaker doesn't let you edit the audio, so you can't trim audio or cut out silence or do any post-processing to the recording. It'll just let you go live, or you can record into it, and then you can post it. But there's no real editing. Audacity or GarageBand or Soundtrap or any other tool like that, those are the programs where you're going to be able to fine-tune your editing and, you know, really go in and slice and add effects and do the post-processing. That's what you're going to want to be doing. I love the idea of what Lewis wants to do, which is morning announcements. I've seen teachers do, you know, quote of the day, and, you know, they're going live and they're creating all sorts of student-generated content. So it's worth a try. You might find that there's a better way to do it than what I'm sharing, but maybe what I'm sharing is a great place to start. I don't know. We'll see. So Lewis, I hope that you keep in touch. I appreciate your email. And obviously I love talking about podcasting. And again, if you want to check out the resources that I have, you can go to the show notes for this episode, which is chrisnessy.com/142, or you can just go right to chrisnessy.com/school podcast. Thanks again, Lewis. Hope you got value. And if you're not Lewis, I hope you also got value. In fact, I know you got value. And now it's time for this episode's House of EdTech VIP. Congratulations to Amy Quenza from Kentucky. Amy is a mom and a wife. She's a musician. And she's a National Board Certified Teacher specializing in technology and arts integration. She's an optimist who believes education and compassion can change the world. When you're done listening to this podcast, number one, you're going to tell somebody else about the show. And number two, you're going to go out and you're going to connect with Amy on Twitter. She is at Amy_Quenza, the number one. Congratulations, Amy. You are a House of EdTech VIP. Thanks again for checking out this episode of the House of EdTech podcast. This has been episode 142. Keep the conversation going about podcasting and doing podcasting in your school by heading out to the show notes for this episode at chrisnessy.com/142. You could send feedback at any time, audio, email, etc., by going out to chrisnessy.com/feedback. If you enjoyed this episode of the podcast and you're subscribed, do me a favor. Get somebody else subscribed to the show. If you're on social media talking about the podcast, make sure you use the hashtag House of EdTech, or you can tag at House of EdTech on Twitter and Instagram directly. But hey, that's how we share a great podcast. You tell somebody. You're not going to Apple Podcasts and searching for new podcasts. Anytime you find a podcast, it's most likely because somebody told you about it. So if there's a teacher in your school or in your network that would get value from this podcast, please share it with them. The other thing that you can do if you're interested is you can become an awesome supporter of the House of EdTech. The Awesome Supporter Program is powered by Patreon.com, and Patreon allows a consumer of content like you to support a creator of content like me. Special thanks to Anthony Arnault of the New Teacher Podcast at newteacher.org, Eric Kurtz of the Control Alt Achieve Podcast at controlaltachieve.com, Dan Gallagher, find his writings at gallaghertech.edublogs.org. Carlos Garza, Mr. G of the Aced Tech Podcast, find it at aced.tech. Peggy George from Classroom 2.0 Live. Jen Giffen from the Shooks and GIF Podcast, find more at shooksandgif.com. Jeff Herb from instructionaltechtalk.com. Mike Messner at TeacherMike72 on Twitter. JP Prezavento from the Bits and Bytes of Education podcast. Find it at jppres.com. Kyle Wilcox. Find him on Twitter at LevelUpEdTech. Thank you, everybody, for all your support. And if you'd like to be the next awesome supporter, go to chrisnessy.com/awesome. The next episode of the podcast is going to be episode 143. I guess we could say we're marching to episode 150. Huh, I'll probably have to plan something special for that. Yeah, come along for that ride. Anyway, episode 143 is going to come at you on October 27th, 2019. Until next time, thank you for listening. Thank you for learning with me. And remember, using technology isn't difficult. Just give it a try. Hey, it's Chris. I'm still here. Go out to Twitter and tweet at me, at Mr. Nessy, and use #meatball. And let me know you got here. See you on Twitter.